So, and I think her favorite surf is actually clay. So as a first round, I knew that it wasn't going to be an easy match today, and it was right.
What do you take out of this, positives and negatives, with all the roller coaster ride?
Yeah, of course there's quite a bit of up and down, but in the end, I think it was a great level of tennis from both of us. Obviously, there were a few letdowns from my end in the third set, being up and having those opportunities and chances. And I'm really happy that I was able to be the winner of this match, because I was 2 points of losing it. So.
Can you describe in what kind of rallies you felt like you had the edge over her?
Kind of what? Rallies?
In which kind of rallies? Backhand, forehand, or forehand to backhand?
Yeah, I'm not so technical like that. I think, on clay, movement is obviously a very important factor. And I think for me, it's always important when you're on the defense to try to get back in the court and use the angles again, which I did quite well, but also sometimes found myself that I didn't move in as soon as I could have. Yeah, I mean, I think for playing 3 hours and something, in terms of being in shape and as a first match and where my shoulder is, like probably 3 months ago, I wouldn't be able to pull a match out like that, and I actually didn't. I didn't have that strength in my shoulder to be able to come to the line and hit a pretty good serve. So that's definitely, that makes me happy for sure.
Next question. What do you like it, what you dislike of your game today?
I thought I could have returned better. Although I think this was one of the best serving matches that she's played against me. She found the lines extremely well and mixed it up, and I thought I could have taken a bit more advantage on her second serve. What I did well, I think for a first match, there's a lot of the unknown. You practice for quite a bit of time, but you go into a match and you never know how that transitions from practice to the match. So I was happy with quite a few things. I think, I started playing at a much better level in Miami and had a good couple of training weeks in the last month, and I, want to carry that level and bring it to where I want it to be at the French Open, obviously.
Any more questions? This is the first time you played three sets on the match.
First time I played three sets?
Yeah, three tie break sets, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Which is the turning point when you are in the final set and you are 5-1 and then 6-5 for?
I think there are quite a lot today. I don't think it's tough to pinpoint one. It's always quite a difficult. She hit the line a couple of times on the match points that I had, and I was a bit unlucky. And then she guessed right on a couple. There were quite a bit of swings today, so it's really tough for me to say which one was more important than the other.
We are on a scale from 1 to 10. How tough was it mentally for you to come up with big serves over such a long time, 3 hours, and after some errors you hit, you turned away, refocused, and then stepped up the line again. You did that quite well.
How
difficult was that?
Yeah, of course it's always difficult, especially when you have those momentum shifts, and you gotta come back and regroup, and sometimes that's why I like to take that time in between points, no matter how things are going. You can be leading, you can be just to keep that focus over, when you're playing for over 3 hours, it's impossible to have constant energy and constant focus. And I think the winner is always the one that's able to kind of bring that back out after maybe having a letdown.
After 3 hours, do you play more by instinct in a tiebreak, or do you still have a playing instinct following what you have to do?
I think I always play better by instinct. That's just the way that I've been. Of course, it's always, you have a few things and pointers that you speak to your coach about before the match, and you think about them during the match, but after such a long time on the court, things change and situations change, and maybe what you thought would work didn't, or other way around, and you want to keep doing it. But and certainly towards the end of the match, it's really by instinct.
Last question? Thank you.
Non se ne accorta.